Thank you, Dr. Arlowski. Like you said, my name is William, and this is cultivar and agronomic management affect recovery and yield of flooded soybean in Mississippi. So why do we want to do a flood study? There's roughly 2 million acres of soybeans planted in Mississippi. Many of those get planted in areas I like to call a flood-prone area. It's low-lying clay areas, fields that don't have adequate drainage. We have farmers that produce inside river levees, and we also have a lot of farmers that stick them in abandoned fish ponds. This graph shows a 10-year average of precipitation at Stoneville. We receive about 130 centimeters of rain per year. This area of interest right here shows where the majority of the crop is either being planted or is young and susceptible to many things, but especially flooding. Springtime in Mississippi, it's not uncommon to see this. After sequential rains, drainage ditches will back up, then the water just backs into the fields. Soybeans will go underwater. There's many problems that are associated with flooding. Some direct problems can be the crop loss or stand reduction. Indirect causes are increased disease incidence. We can delay the development of the soybean. We have increased seed damage, all of which can reduce the yield. On a field scale, flooding can be quite a challenge to study. We have limited information on the yield loss that is associated with different flooding factors. We don't really know much about the variety of responses to flooding. Most of the soybeans in this area are produced on raised beds for protection against flooding, but we really don't know the true value that these beds are playing. Soybeans can go underwater. There's really not much you can do for them. We get asked, what can we do to help these beans recover from stress? We don't know really options for that. Brings us to two objectives here. First, we want to evaluate the effect of the flood timing, the flood duration, and whether the raised beds were used, and we tie this into soybean growth and yield. Two, we want to evaluate the effect of different inputs on soybean recovery from flood stress. These experiments were conducted at the Delta Research and Extension Center in Stoneville, Mississippi. We selected a Sharkey clay, which is a pretty prominent soil in our area. We pulled levees around our experiment blocks so that we could flood the soybeans at the appropriate timings. It's kind of a overlay of the field right here. As you can see, we took a tractor and we constructed these levees. Each way has a corresponding duration and a timing. It's kind of another overlay of the field. You kind of see these yellow dots. These are gates. We would pull them up and pump irrigation water into the bays until our timing had been achieved, and we would remove the flood. Studying the effects of flooding, we want to look at how long the flood was. We selected two durations of 24 hours and 72 hours. When did the flood hit the soybean crop? We selected two stages, V4 and R2. We planted soybeans on flat ground and on top of beds. And we also selected two popular varieties in the area, an Asgrove 47X6 and a Pioneer 45T74X. This just kind of gives you a sight of what I mean by timings and the duration. This is a V4 timing, and the 24-hour flood has been removed while the 72-hour flood is still remaining. To measure the effects of flooding, we took stand assessments, we did flood injury ratings, we did flood recovery ratings, we took physiological measurements, and soybean yield. For this talk, we're going to focus on the physiological measurements, particularly net photosynthesis, and the soybean yield. This data was analyzed as a mixed model ANOVA, with the fixed effects being the variety, the flood timing, the flood duration, and whether or not beds were used. This was assessed at the 0.05 level of significance. For the second objective, we had a flood recovery study. Here we used those same two commercial varieties. We did the same two floodings, V4 and R2, and we waited to 72 hours after we removed the flood to apply the recovery inputs. Here's some inputs that we used. We used nitrogen as urea. Phosphorus is triple super. Potassium is potash. We selected D DuPont Approach as a fungicide, and we also use StimuPro as a foliar fertilizer. We compared all these to an untreated control. Recovery data was analyzed as a mixed model ANOVA, with the effects being variety, flood timing, and the recovery input that we applied, once again assessed at the 0.05 level of significance. After a long summer of walking around the mud and taking all this data, this is what we found. It's kind of a snapshot of our recovery experiment. On the left side, you can see beans that are yellowed. They have been recently flooded. On the left side, we can see lush green beans that have not been flooded yet. Here's some more things that we found. Once again, the yellowing. If you look close on this row of soybeans, you can see some snapped over beans. They have been snapped over at the base. Diseases were pretty prominent in this field, such as frog eye, you can see on the right. Net photosynthesis is our ANOVA table here. We had an effect on the flood timing and the flood duration. This graph represents the effect on flood timing. On the y-axis, we have net photosynthesis measured in micromoles of CO2 per meter squared per second. The 24-hour flood reduced yield by about 18% compared to the uncontrolled or unflooded control. A flood that lasted 72 hours reduced net photosynthesis by about 30% compared to our unflooded control. Here we see the flood timing. Once again, the y-axis is the same. A flood occurring at R2 reduced net photosynthesis by about 18% compared to the unflooded soybeans. And one happening at V4 stage reduced the net photosynthesis by about 46% compared to the unflooded soybeans. This is our ANOVA table for the seed yield. We have an effect on the variety. We have an interaction between the flood timing and the duration. We also have an interaction between the flood timing and whether or not the beds were used. We can see the variety here with yield on the y-axis in megagrams per hectare. Overall, the 45T74X variety outperformed the 47X6 variety. This graph shows the interaction between the flood timing and duration. I want to focus on the V4 flood stage, and we can see that yield was reduced by about 6% when compared back to the unflooded soybeans. This graph shows our interaction between the flood timing and the use of beds. Here I want to focus on a flood occurring at the R2 growth stage. We can see that soybeans planted on flat ground had reduced yield compared to the beans that were planted on top of the beds. Recovery data. This is our ANOVA table. We have an effect on the flood timing, effect on the variety. But I also want you to notice that we didn't have any effects on yield for the input we applied. Once again, the 45T74X variety outperformed the 47X6 variety. This is our graph on the flood timing. We can see a flood happening at the R2 growth stage, reduced yield compared to a flood happening at the V4 growth stage. This graph shows our inputs that we applied. There was really no significant differences when it came to the yield. However, a fungicide did slightly boost the yield. In conclusion, I will say that 2017 was a fantastic year for soybeans, which may have masked some of the differences we were expecting to see in this study. Studies are going to be repeated next year. Take home from this, beds work effectively at protecting soybeans during late-stage floods, and the variety effects that we had suggest that maybe popular soybean varieties in the area need to be screened for flooding tolerance to better help producers select varieties that they know they're going to plant them in flood-prone areas, so they need to know a variety that will work better there. With that, I'd like to thank NAFIS and the Mississippi Soybean Promotion Board, and I'd be happy to take any questions.
Got time for questions.
How deep did you flood your beans besides the levee?
question was, how deep did I flood the soybeans? I tried to maintain about a 3-inch flood across on the grade. It was about 3 inches in the front and about 4 inches in the back.
Is that what the 4.5, 4.7 metric is, relative metric is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just wondering, have you tried a later metric group like 5.23? That's the determinate type of plant can have more resistance to stress, like at more recovery, like the less yield loss could be. Have you had any plant to try that?
The question was, why did we select these varieties, earlier maturing varieties? Well, they're popular in the area, and we wanted to test some varieties that everybody's using because flooding can be a problem here, but we plan on adding some more varieties in here to see more effects, so we can probably plan that in for next year. Well, the question was, environmental effects, how did they affect the soybeans under the flood? I took note during the early stage flood, it was hot, sunny, but they grew out of it. When we applied the later stage flood at R2, there was cloud cover. It wasn't hot and scalding like it usually is during July. So that may have had an effect on the yield.
Your photosynthesis, did you just take it one day or multiple days, and what was the timing? I missed the timing relative to the flood.
Okay, the question was, when did I take my photosynthetic readings? We took these readings right after the flood had been drained, within 24 hours. And we shot for the hours between 11 and 2, which was the peak foe period of the day. And then we came back 14 days later and did a recovery to see if the beans have recovered and started respiring again. So.
So in terms of your stimulant, was there any PGRs in there, any indole, C-cast, acid, or anything like that, or IBA?
The question was there any PGRs in our recovery inputs? No, there was no plant growth regulators or anything like that. It was just inputs such as, you know, fertilizer inputs and fungicide and a foliar fungicide.
All right.
What should you also suggest to screen for soybean rotting or what trait you would suggest?
What trait? No. Well, we want to see how the different varieties in the area are going to respond to flooding. Maybe there's one out there that can tolerate it a little bit better, and that's the one we were going to suggest to people to use in areas that, as far as traits go, no single trait.
All right, let's thank the speaker.